Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us here today. It is the end of the year, the end of 2017. How can that be? Seems like we were just having our show. Well, we were welcoming in 2017, but now it's 2018. And now it's time for us to get you guys prepared, get you ready for the 2018 travel season. And we want to do that by giving you a gift. And what this gift is the gift of tips.
The gift of knowledge.
The gift of knowledge. That probably sounds a little bit better, gift of tips. The gift of knowledge. Because when you're planning to go on these trips, whether it's pleasure, vacation, going to see, you know, the grandparents, or traveling for business, whatever it might be, you definitely want to make sure that you do a couple of things, that you're packing well, that you are planning everything the way that you want it to go, that you're staying stress-free, and you're looking out for scams. So we've talked about a couple of things already, but we're going to shift over a little bit because we have the ultimate business traveler sitting in with us today, and that is Nicole Roberts, who works for Love Productions out in Los Angeles. And Nicole, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about what you do exactly, because I'm just, you know, saying you're a creative director. I know you do creative things for us, but what exactly do you do? What is that role?
People ask me that all the time. They're like, wait, so what exactly do you do every day? I am the director of development for Love Productions. We are a UK-based company with an office in Los Angeles. The Great British Bake Off is our big show. Oh. It's the one people know best and love most, I think. But we do a large amount of programming, including two new shows coming up in 2018. Don't worry, I'll be doing lots of plugs for those as soon as I can say what they are exactly.
We can't twist your arm today.
No, not yet. Not yet. It's all happening, though. But yeah, I'm their director of development, so I come up with new show ideas with the rest of my team, and we figure out how to sell them to different networks. And then once we sell them, we produce them and push them onto the air for the world to see.
For the world to see.
Yes.
But I know you do a lot of pitching, and you do a lot of meetings and things like that where you have to travel and you're on the road. And I know sometimes you're on the road a lot, and then sometimes you're home for a fair amount of time, but then you're back out on the road. So when I consider all the travel that you do, you're doing a lot of it for business more than pleasure.
Yes. Yes. It's pretty much always for business, but I've sort of mastered how to mix in the pleasure with it whenever there's like 5 minutes of time. But I've been traveling for business pretty much my whole career. I worked on Undercover Boss for a while, so traveled the country for that for about 2 years. And now this job is definitely traveling for conferences and pitching, but a lot of traveling for production. So actually working on location in another place for a period of time. So yes, business travel is something I can definitely get into. Like, where to start? I think... I know, of course, for business travel is always a little difficult because setting your schedule and everything is a little determined by the work that you're going to do. But if you can convince your company to fly you in the day before you're actually supposed to start whatever you're doing in that city, so key, so that you're not rushed and you have time to get there. Suppose your flight is delayed, never fly in the same day. Just never do it. It's not worth it. And you always want to kind of plan for how you're going to get to the airport. Once you're at the airport, how you'll navigate through the airport, especially if you're traveling abroad. It's always crucial to make sure your passport is up to date, especially if you're not used to traveling and you just start a job that is going to require you to travel. You never know when they may need to send you as the world becomes more and more global. So definitely getting that passport. It can take as long as 3 months, I've heard, to get one, depending. So, it just depends on how much you want to pay and how long you want to wait. So definitely give yourself time. You can also get it in 24 hours. So
yeah, it costs a little bit more.
It costs a little bit more to do it that way. Don't let that happen to you. That happened to me. It's not worth it. So that's a big piece. There are also like lots of apps that can help you sort of navigate through. So, of course, there's great things like Uber and Lyft now to get you, help you travel around in and out of the airport. And just different ways to sort of like keep you relaxed as you're going through.
But with Uber and Lyft, I have a tip with that is that research that at the airport where you will be landing as to where they pick up. Because you definitely want to know that ahead of time.
Yes, because it's not the same for every airport.
It's not the same. It can be a little tricky.
Yes. Yes. And you definitely want to sort of like find ways to be strategic about your lodging as well. So you always want to make sure you're staying in a place that's close to the venue you're going to be working out of and things like that. And I think for me, my biggest set of tips is just how to prepare yourself to go on the trip. So if you're going for an extended period of time, for example, just making sure you have all the parts of your life in order. So paying all of your bills before you go, and making sure that you have your account information for your different accounts before you go. So if you need to do anything while you're traveling, you know how to do that. We talked about 1-800 numbers earlier. So
I think you'll give that tip again. That's a good one.
Yeah, so just making sure, especially if you're in another country, that you have a way to contact any businesses that you have accounts with, to contact your family members, things like that, because it's not always the same when you're traveling abroad. You need different codes to be able to dial those numbers. So that's very important. And another big one is making sure you have plans for your pets, even. So, I have a cat, for example, so making sure you have someone that can take care of your cat while you're gone, or if you're going to be gone a long time, someone who can check in on your apartment or your home. And it even helps to sort of, start a little, mom gave me this tip, start a little fund on the side that you sort of keep year-round, so that when you travel, if you need to board your pet, you'll already have the money sort of set aside for that. So those are always big things. And when it comes to balancing the work versus personal time on a business trip, I think it's always great to sort of keep in mind things that you can do for yourself. Like if you want to do a walk every day or something like that. I believe there's an insider, right, that has a tip about this too.
Yeah, Eileen has a great tip, and that's Eileen Fruithandler with the Third Eye Yoga, shala.com. And she takes a yoga mat with her, but she also suggests that you can even buy one. But you know, her tip that I really, really love is that open that yoga mat out near the bed or near your desk, so that's the first thing that you see in the morning, so that you actually do your exercise and those things that help you relax. Have it as a reminder that you go there first before you start to do the other things. So I love that tip.
I actually did that. I was in Mexico City for work for 2 months, actually. Just got back. I was there the entire fall, basically. And I did that. I bought a yoga mat and kept it next to my bed. And there was actually a route that I set for myself to walk through the neighborhood where I was staying, so that I would get up every morning and walk that route. Granted, it was a route to go get a donut. So it's it kind of defeats the purpose of exercising. But
hey, Mexican donuts are pretty good.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's also important, I think, if you want to do anything that touristy or will get you sort of in touch with what's cool about that place, is find a way to relate it back to the work you're doing there. So if there's a certain museum that has a particular exhibit that relates to the job you're doing, or if you work in architecture or something, finding buildings that are great to see or something like that. That's a great way to tie it in.
It's research.
So, exactly. It's research. If anyone asks you, see, I'm working.
I'm researching now.
Exactly. So those are the big ones for me, I think, that are always important to keep
in mind. Well, another one that Eileen shared with us as well, Eileen with the Third Eye Yoga, shala.com, is that you also get up and have a little bit of time just for meditation as well, especially if you are a person who likes to meditate, that you don't kind of lose track of that, or, kind of lose that as a focus. Make sure that you are doing that. And she also sets her alarm with a message saying that I am grateful for. So that kind of taking a moment to show gratitude, I think is a good one as well. Very good. And okay, she always says, she always brings sneakers to walk around outside as well. Similar to what you like to do.
Exactly.
You could probably leave those out with the yoga mat.
Yes.
Just right there in your face. Yes. So there's no excuse for not getting that in. No excuse at all. But these are great tips, because so many people, are traveling for work every now and then, maybe not as much as you, Nicole. And these are really, really great tips to keep in mind, because you want to look at your itinerary strategy for the airport or a couple of other things too, and look for ways just to streamline your experience, as you mentioned too, just to kind of take a little bit of time to mix some pleasure in with that business. And if you can connect those two, I say thumbs up for that. So you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about family and multi-generational travel, because we're all doing that in some form or fashion all the time. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back in a moment with more travel tips leading you into 2018. and I'm feeling good.